What's up, WWWLs, aka the WWWW listeners? I hope you guys are doing good today. I have to admit, I did an oopsie poopsie. Today's episode, when we recorded this, I thought that the mics were working. However, they were not. It's not my fault. Well, actually, kind of is my fault. I changed my mic setup because I thought it would be improving it, but it actually made it horrifyingly worse. So this episode is going to contain audio recorded from the iPhone camera that we also used to record the video. So hopefully it's not too horrifying and you can deal with it. Next week, it'll be right back to professional epic quality. So if you're out there and you're looking to hire me for something, don't listen to this episode's audio as an indication of the quality. Just putting that out there. So enjoy this Thanksgiving-themed episode of Who Would Win Wednesdays, aka WWWW. Should be a good one. I really can't hold the phone straight. So I'm going to just stop recording and we're going to get on with the episode, so take care, enjoy the ep, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, hi guys.
Hey guys.
What's up, everybody? It's Megan from WWW Podcast with my co-host
Jack, also from WWW Podcast.
On Cornucopia Studios on Instagram and YouTube, and that's it.
That's it for now. Yes, welcome back to episode 7 of Woodwind Wednesdays, aka WWW, the podcast where we talk about silly fights between
matchups.
Hypothetical things if they were to have a brawl. As you know from listening, because you've been listening or watching.
We wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
We wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a happy Black Friday shopping experience.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. If you're listening on Wednesday, the day this comes out, the next day will be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So how cool is that, huh? Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the next day is Black Friday.
Next day is Black Friday.
And I don't then get it's... Black Friday.
What?
I don't get Black Friday.
You don't get it? Like, you don't understand it? Or you don't resonate with it? Because
yes. Yes. Both.
Well, for me, it seems like kind of a dumb thing. Because, like, if you're going to have special sales, having them all in one day is kind of dumb. But they do have, like, you know, a ton of companies have, like, Black Friday week or month or something like that, so it's really not really
that day. Yeah. Well, it's just, like, scary. Because like, people get so, like, obsessed with it.
True. You know? Yeah, I mean, Black Friday isn't, like, a holiday. It's kind of more like a...
Just, like, a thing.
Just a thing. That's kind of weird.
I feel like it's just, like... Do you think that it's actually real? I mean... I don't know. Do you think people just say, like, oh, these are the Black Friday prices, but they're actually just normal prices, and then they just have an excuse to raise them
later? I'm pretty sure, later? Like, most sales on things, most sales on things are, like, the real price.
It depends.
Like,
I don't know.
And then, like, they just mark stuff up, like, 30%, and then they're like, oh, 30% off, but it's really, like, what you should actually be paying for it. The sale price, you know. That's my theory about sales. But maybe Black Friday is a bit more, I don't know, incentive. I mean, people are going to flood the stores on Black Friday, so the stores might be able to afford a little bit of a
a decrease in price there because they know everyone's coming in because of those sales.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we're going to move more towards like Cyber Monday moments because COVID.
Yeah, people. Some people don't want to still go in the store.
Well, I wouldn't when it's like crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't regardless. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it regardless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to the store on Black Friday, power to you.
Yeah.
Shout out you for being brave enough to survive.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving meal.
Thanksgiving.
I'm excited to eat.
Oh, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's the best meal of the year.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of it? I think kind of the combination. Because not that I mix everything.
I know you don't really. Because you judge me when I do. Because that's how you enjoy your meal. That's how you get the most out of your meal. Because you always got to have the did you just have the elements when you're not going to like mix them up?
Well,
you're going to argue, oh, it mixes in your tummy. Well, this is stupid.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I'm going to
get all the waves at once.
It's
fantastic.
I'm certainly not one of those people that like has to strictly segregate all the things on their plate. Like, not at all. Like, if things get mixed together, I'm not going to complain. But
you don't intentionally
do it? I would prefer to have things separately,
I've seen you just eat that freaking cranberry jelly, just like
cranberry sauce. It's good by itself.
But it enhances the flavor of your other foods if you have it combined.
I mean, for me, I do think it. I agree. I think it does enhance your foods, but me personally, I just enjoy that cranberry sauce so much that I just gotta have it raw.
Okay.
I mean, like, I think the good thing about having not just mixing all your stuff just off the bat is that you can still take bites of things together, but at your own discretion, you know? Like, if I want a bite of just turkey, I can just have the turkey. But if later on I want a bite of turkey, potatoes, and stuffing, like, all in one, I can still do that. So, I think that's a plus. I mean, the flavors are all good together, but sometimes, like, each particular bite, maybe I want some different things.
Sure. What's your dream combo? What's, like, the best combo? Mine would be, okay, well, I don't know. I love mashed potatoes. And I like the stuffing, too. That is good.
Mm.
It's, so I usually go in heavy with the potatoes, and then I have the meats, chicken, chow chicken, one shout out. Shout in turkey. Don't like turkey. You got the meats, you got the potatoes, you got the gel, you got the stuff.
Yeah.
Gravy's
good.
Mix. Mm.
That's good, yeah. I mean,
I know there's no greens in there, but.
Yeah, I don't have. I mean, I don't think there's very.
You know, I don't know. Maybe we have Brussels sprouts. I like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, some people have some greens. I mean, most of my.
I don't think mine is green. Maybe green beans.
Yeah, green beans sometimes.
I'm gonna have some asparagus.
Yeah, asparagus is a thing. Yeah.
I can't. This comes out like the day before. I mean, parents, if you're listening, and I know that you are, can we have asparagus, please? Thank you. The green bean casserole. Can we do that?
That's a Thanksgiving thing. I don't think I really have that for Thanksgiving, but it does feel
like a Thanksgiving
thing. That feels like a Southern thing. Like, in the South, like, for Thanksgiving, they would make that.
Mm.
I would love to, like, go to the South for, like, a Thanksgiving. I feel like that food would just be, like, so good. Don't you think that would be good? I feel like they would have some good stuff.
Well, where are you getting the food from?
I don't know. Go to, like,
you just go to the South
Tennessee or
and
something.
You're like, give me food. Because if you go to the South, it's just going to be you having to cook, so it's not going to be any different.
Well, no, if I were to go...
That's what
well, yeah, I'm saying, like, if I were to go to a Southern Thanksgiving, like, I don't make the food. Like I do in Northern Thanksgiving. I don't like the food either way. So maybe one day. I'm just saying, I feel like a Southern Thanksgiving would be pretty good.
Yeah, I've had some Southern... There was this one time that I road trip to... Well, classic road trip to Myrtle Beach. And we stopped at this, like, fast food place, but it wasn't, like, a name brand, like McDonald's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. It was, like, authentic. It was so good. Yeah, we had, like, ribs and, like, biscuits and stuff. It wasn't, like, KFC or any of those.
That sounds good.
It was, like a legit smokehouse thing.
Someday we'll go to South Carolina for a Thanksgiving, and I'll have some good... Probably the best mac and cheese. Well, anyway, you asked about my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. You said you're a potato fan. I love the potatoes. I also love the sweet potatoes.
Yeah, we can pass on those. even with the marshmallows, I'm okay. What?
Marshmallows?
Yeah. You have, like, the sweet potato, and then you have the marshmallows on top. And you bake it, and it's, like, it's a thing. Am I crazy?
No,
it's a thing.
That sounds like a thing, but it sounds not good.
I feel like you would like it because you like stuff like that. You like sweet potatoes.
I like sweet
marshmallows. So, see, you always judge things before you even think about it.
Well, I just had a visceral reaction to marshmallows and vegetables combined in one dish.
Yes, but they're both sweet. It's sweet. It's not like put freaking marshmallows in peas. I was trying to think of something.
Peas are good. You like peas?
Love peas.
Oh, you like peas? It's good. Pea game. Yeah, my sister does not like peas.
Do you think that I don't like veggies? I love me some veggies. I like almost every single veggie.
That's good. I'm just used to my sister not liking vegetables. So I didn't know if that was like a girl thing.
No. No.
It's just her.
Yeah.
I don't think there's...
Man, I'm excited to get some Chinese food after this.
Oh, we're still doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, we can. I just wasn't sure since we're only doing one.
I can't read your facial expression sometimes.
I'm having, like, a weird, like, moment now where it's, like, my eyes, like, it feels like there's something in my eye, but there's definitely not. It doesn't even feel like there's something in my eye. It just, like, I don't know. Anyway.
What's your least favorite part?
It used to be stuffing. I never used to like the stuffing.
Actually, same.
But now,
now I have been converted. Because I'm not a huge sausage fan.
You got that cool stuffing you guys make.
Yeah, it's like so much, but it's really good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, actually.
I don't
like
know what
the sausage
stuffing.
Just
what,
like,
is it like bread?
Yeah, kind of like.
No, yeah, ours was always sausage. I don't know what else, but it's like just like really fried.
It's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
there's not really any part of the Thanksgiving meal that I don't like.
I think, well, I always just avoid the sweet potato. I know.
I really like the
sweet
potato.
You know, I like sweet potato, but I don't know. If I just have too much of it, I don't know. It kind of ruins the whole vibe for me. I don't know. For some reason, it just throws out the whole thing.
I mean, I just love the color. Just fantastic.
Okay.
I love the butternut squash. I love the orange foods.
You never have butternut squash. You have butternut squash for Thanksgiving?
Some kind of orange squash. Which I imagine is butternut.
Yeah. Or acorn?
It's not acorn. Because acorn you eat right out of the thing. Acorn is...
Okay. Yeah.
Although acorn squash is good.
What's your favorite pie? Do you like pies? Yes, you do.
Of course I like
pies.
Okay,
what's your favorite pie?
I'm a fan of... Really all pies.
What's
that I've had.
Favorite?
I don't know. I'm not like a huge pie guy. I mean, I like pie. But like, it's not like we make pies a lot. Just kind of a festive Thanksgiving thing. We really only have chocolate pie. or pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you do. You guys always have chocolate. Which I like, but I can only have, like a, the tiniest amount, or else I'm gonna, like, die. But, I think pumpkin. Something about the consistency. I'm not a huge fan of really sweet things, and I think that apple... I don't like pecan.
I don't know if I've ever had that, to be honest with you.
It's like, sickly sweet, I think.
Hmm.
There's mincemeat pie. Mincemeat?
I don't think I've had that.
Which is okay. It's not meat. It sounds really disgusting. I don't know why they call it that, but... There's that. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'll eat it. But, yeah, anything that's, like, super sweet, I can't really do. But, yeah, pumpkin pie is the one for me.
Pumpkin pie is great.
I really like the smooth. Like, and so that consistency for me, like, really
does it. That's nice.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, like, fall apart like an apple pie sometimes will do. Because, like, an apple pie has, like, stuff in it, but pumpkin pie is just kind of, like, straight pump. You know, so, like...
Yeah.
It's just, like, pumpkin and crust, which is good.
Which is good, it's a good contrast. Combo. Yeah.
I like apple pie. It's kind of one of those things that I didn't like as a youngster, but now I do like. Add that to the list of things, a lot of things. Yeah, apple pie was, I didn't super like that, but now I do. The Star Market was bussing apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street from me. The first one I had was really good. I think the second one I got, I just, like, didn't eat it quick enough because it was, like, kind of yucky. By the time I got to the later slices, so it wasn't that good, but I'm hoping that that hasn't, like, ruined my internal perception of apple pies, but really good first apple pie from Star Market. Really good. Blueberry pie? I don't remember the last time I had that, but I do remember... it being good. What are they called? Lemon meringue. How do you feel about lemon meringue?
No? I hate meringues. It's so disgusting.
Really? You don't like...
It's really... I can't. Like, it's making me shiver right now.
Really? I feel like... I mean, I'm a big fan of...
I think because I had it too much once, and so I just... It was, like, so sickly sweet. Mm. It's also really sweet. And it's, like, I don't know, the consistency for me. Mm-mm.
I've historically been a big fan of lemon things. Maybe it's because I'm thinking it stems from my
color.
Yeah, I'm thinking it stems from my obsession with the color yellow as a young boy. I just loved yellow and yellow things. So I think lemon. I was like, yeah, this is my flavor. So I just decided that like lemon things, I just love, and I still kind of do like the lemon things. It's not as common of a flavor as like apple or. Like cherry or things like that, but I do love me a lemon meringue.
There's cherry pie. That's good. It can run on the sweet side. All these like gooey ones
mm-hmm.
can run like really sweet, but it depends. Like if it's done right, rhubarb pie, rhubarb strawberry pie, love it, really good.
I feel like I probably have had that, but I just can't, remember. I like pie, but it's not like I have pie often. It's like once, like a few times a year, I'll have a pie.
Yeah, it's really around this time.
Yeah, festive time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to a pumpkin pie.
Me too. What time do you have the Thanksgiving meal?
What time of day? Usually like 3 o'clock.
Okay, same. Yeah, sometimes it can be early.
Mm-hmm.
It's never
in the evening, like actual dinner time, which is kind of odd.
I know.
Because I mean, you're gonna need
dinner, but it's not really. Dinner.
I mean, you need like all morning to prepare, and then like evening all evening to clean up.
To recover, to digest, and then have seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the leftovers of Thanksgiving are, like, elite, like,
primo.
Up.
Yo, you like, ever have, like, a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ones are good. You have some mashed potatoes. It's really stupid, but
it's just, like, all the things on bread. It's so good. But, yeah, I mean, I like, having it at 3 o'clock, kind of, it feels like a super special that way, because like that's a time of day that you never have any food. So when you do get the chance to eat at such an obscure hour,
yeah, it feels more, yeah.
But I also never really know what to do in the morning. Like, do I just have like a regular breakfast? Because I intentionally kind of starve myself.
Like, don't have dinner.
I don't have, like, food. The previous day. Yeah, until, like.
Yeah, because you want to, like, really.
Mm-hmm.
Although, it is, you can't, I don't know. I don't know what's, like, the ideal. Because, like, in my head, I'm like, okay, I got to eat this, like, all. And then I'm just like, oh, afterwards. And it's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, we've always had, like a platter of stuff that we just have out during, you know, the earlier part of the day where we watch the parade and the 1 o'clock football game, of just like crackers and just cheese and crackers and like shrimp, just like some random things. But they're always good. Just to have out just like a pre-Thanksgiving snack. That's good. It's a good tradition we have. Deviled eggs. I could go for a good deviled egg right now. Actually, maybe I might make some because
I can't do those.
You can't?
No, I'm not a huge, I really cannot do hard-boiled eggs.
Really?
I love soft-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
But I can't, I can't do the hard-boiled for some reason. Yeah.
It's weird because it seems like,
it's like, it's literally minutes apart from, like, each other, but it, like, I can't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I could do probably, like, a hot, like, hard or medium egg, but I don't know, like, cold? No. It's also, like, I probably, that's another thing that I probably ate too much as a kid, because we had chickens, too.
Yeah,
not necessarily deviled eggs themselves, but like egg salad
related things.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to take a break for a while with eggs just in general, but now I'm slowly getting into them. But yeah.
Yeah, eggs can be tricky because like you have, like sometimes I'm eating an egg and I'm just like, I realize that like this is kind of gross, like, even just like a fried egg or just like something I'm eating it and I realize like this is kind
of, especially when there's like a little bit of like uncooked thing, you know, like the little jelly thing. Yeah, I can't.
And sometimes you get just like too much yolk in a bite, and you're like,
yeah, I always have to have like something with the yolk, otherwise I can't do it.
Eggs are, it's a weird thing that we just consume eggs, but I mean they're good. Deviled eggs are kind of like a gross food. Like, if you think about it, like. The concept is kind of
smell too. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's just like a gross food, but I still like it. Which is weird, like that. There's foods that are just kind of, they just inherently seem gross, but we still like them. I don't know. Like shrimp also kind of seems like a gross thing, just like a little crawly thing from the ocean, and then we just like. Gross, but good.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving tomorrow. Definitely a highlight of the year.
Yeah, and then it really kicks off the Christmas season, which we love.
Love.
And I'm so excited to decorate my apartment.
Me too.
Even though I'm only going to be there for like
3 weeks, right?
Less than that. It's probably going to be like 2 weeks.
Not really. I mean, you go back the week after Thanksgiving. That's 1 week. And then you have...
True.
2 weeks in December, so it's like about 3 weeks. But in any event, it'll still be fun to decorate. I love decorating. I mean, I have this fine apartment decorated very fall-like. Put out the fall blanket here, backdrop. Very nice. What do you think we should do with these pillows? I mean, I think they're kind of cool because they match the WWWW orange, but they're also very fall, so I'm thinking that after... Thanksgiving, we go to the green. That's the actual color of the pillow.
Sure.
Because those are Christmassy.
We can test it out.
Let us know what you think in the comments. Should we keep...
Send us pillowcase ideas.
Yeah. Wait, you know, I'll probably actually end up getting some kind of Christmas pillowcase.
Like red?
Yeah. I mean, maybe we go to a different pillowcase for Christmas. Then after we, maybe we go back. Or maybe we just whip these pillowcases out just for recording. Because they do match
that's
the colors.
That's so much to do. Okay. That's so ridiculous.
Well, I would be the one doing it, so it's not really a huge deal, but...
Ow! My, yeah. We have our apartment decked out, too.
Mm.
And the smells and the scents and the cute little decor.
I'm looking forward to some Christmas wax melt scents, because I'm kind of getting... I have three fall scents that I use in my wax melter, but I've kind of gotten
I know, I've avoided... it's in November, now I can use my November one. Because it's, like, somewhat Christmassy, but not...
Mm.
You've already busted that out in October, but...
Yeah.
It's going to make a difference. Like, it's going to really hit.
I mean, some of mine, like, at first, they didn't even smell Christmassy to me. Like, they just smelled fally. But now that I'm smelling them, like...
The fall leaves one is
they're just
really,
becoming
like,
Christmassy.
It has a hint of pine or something that's, like, really...
I mean, really, the only Christmas scent is, like,
pine.
But it's such a nice... Like, it makes me happy. Like, when you break that out, it's like...
It's so good. Yeah. It's
maybe
so,
like,
warm, too.
Maybe I'll blend some of the fall ones, because there's a couple fall ones.
I feel like that might not be a good idea. Although, I did do that, but it was like, two apple ones, because I was too lazy to wait for it to melt, and then...
Yeah, I have... There's some similar scents that I have that... I mean, I've already done, like, a couple mixtures, and they turn out okay.
Yeah.
But I might add just a couple things to my pine tree.
Speaking of scents, let us know if you want a www.wwm. Who would win Wednesday wax melt?
What would it smell like?
Winning. I don't know. It would smell like championship.
It would smell like
or
victory.
Defeat. Or it's a 50-50 chance. Joe, the WWWC. It would smell like just...
Would smell like metal. As you guys know, we do have our very special WWWC, our 1990p... United States quarter, which we do flip to determine the matchup, which we probably should get to at some point.
We should introduce.
Yeah. Well, as you guys have probably seen from the title and the fact that we've been talking about Thanksgiving, we do have a Thanksgiving themed matchup today.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the viewers what we've got?
Sure. Well, although. Why me? Because I have to look
that's
this
your,
way.
That's the tradition. You read the matchup.
Okay, fine. You should put it over there then. Anyway, today we have 71 Thanksgiving turkeys versus 213 Boston Common squirrels. I think that's a pretty good matchup.
That is a pretty cool matchup. I feel like this could go either way, to be honest with you.
The category really matters here. We don't just put words together. But Boston Common Squirrels, if you've been to Boston, if you live in Boston, you know that these are a different breed.
Yeah. City squirrels are, like, built different.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are, like, first of all, obese. Like, they're just plump. And they have, like, very little fear. Like, you can walk right up to a city squirrel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The ones in the park right there are okay.
Yeah, sure.
But the one in the Boston, they know. They've lived there probably their whole lives, and they know it. They've been, like, fed.
People come up
give,
to a squirrel and feed him.
Yeah. And then the squirrels will come up to you, expecting you to give them food.
Yeah, like a dog. He just, like, wants...
They'll, like, steal it from you.
Basically domesticated squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
They're trained.
They're
and
chunky.
They are chunky.
They are scary.
They are scary.
They are scary. The ones here are cute.
Yeah,
they're
the ones in this part of town, they're a little bit smaller.
Which is crazy, because that's like 2 miles away, and you have a completely like
different it's like a
different breed.
They've evolved completely
yeah.
differently. They're like pretty beefy out there.
And yeah, obviously a Thanksgiving turkey would also be the same, be quite beefy.
Right, yeah, because he'd be fed to be
beef.
Slaughtered, so he would have some extra meat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's... Big boy. So essentially what we've got is we've just got jacked up turkeys versus jacked up squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect combo. I think that's a fair fight. I hope people, I hope viewers and voters caught on to that fact. But I mean, there's only so much that we can do.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
We can't sway the polls.
Yeah, we can't lay out the whole argument ahead of time. So
we'll hear what people have to say in the comments.
There's some comments. If you'd like to leave a vote on these polls, make sure to follow me on my Instagram at burr.telly, and that's where I currently post the polls. Eventually, we'd love to post the polls on our Cornucopia Studios Instagram account, but right now we don't have that many followers. So if you're listening and you haven't followed us on the gram, give us a follow. We post our funny clips from the podcast and other things on there sometimes. So go follow. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
And make sure to vote.
To vote and comment, please. We love to hear your comments. And we will read them on the podcast. I think that's really cool. If there was somebody else doing a show and then an opportunity for my comment to be read, I would comment in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I would, I mean.
And you guys are funny.
We love hearing what you say.
I think you guys are funny, so I like having a little laugh.
Yeah, it's nice. And if you guys happen to have any events or things you'd like us to shout out, reach out to us, and we could talk about a little ad for you on the show. We'd love to shout out your thing, or message, or event, or anything. So thank you for those of you who have participated. Leave them comments. We love it. We'll check those out at the end of the episode, where we find out the results of the poll.
Live.
And you get our raw reaction.
Yeah.
It's basically a reaction video. All right, so what do you think? Think it's time to flip the WWWC?
Yeah.
It's been about half hour. I'm fine with that, honestly.
Yeah.
Last week's episode was like 20-something minutes, so really not our best one. Sorry about that.
We previously filmed two other ones.
Yeah.
Give us some slack, please.
All right, got it. All
right. Heads.
Oh. Sorry. It's heads.
Okay.
Finally, Megan gets a coin flip call correct. She was previously 0-3 since we initiated the new rule of.
I'm gonna pick the 213 squirrels.
Ooh, she's going with the squirrels. All right. I guess I'll I'll be arguing for the Turks. Let's get settled in here. Why don't you start us off here with something, huh?
Alright. So that's a lot of squirrels. And they're rodents, aren't they? They're descendants.
Technically, right?
Yeah.
They probably are rodent, even though they're nice and
what are rodents cute. Have? Rabies. They probably have rabies. One of the bunch. One of the 213 must have the rabies.
Well, let us not forget what we learned about rabies.
Mammals.
Yeah. Said they die pretty quickly after getting rabies.
But let's say, But let's say one of them infects one of the 71 turkeys. Oh no. Anyway, whatever. Don't really care about the rabies argument. I just brought that up for just some steam.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, the rodents. They are feisty when provoked. And I think that I'd argue that Boston common ones would be more feisty.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, let's say, to bring out what I said with the mice and the elephant argument, mm-hmm. perhaps the turkeys are taking some of their food.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with a hungry, fat squirrel.
Yes, sure, this guy needs his food.
Yeah. How else will he keep his figure? Anyway, not to mention their teeth.
Yep.
Their claws, their little nails.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a squirrel. I don't know. I've never touched a squirrel. I don't know. I don't know how they feel. But I feel like if they clung onto you, it would hurt.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to be attacked by a squirrel because I feel like he could do some damage with his teeth. I'm not sure the claws would be as sharp, but they, I mean...
Well, I'm not saying that that's, that they have, like, tiger claws. I'm just saying, like, they, I don't know, they hurt and they can grip things. That's what I'm just...
Yeah, they probably wouldn't feel great.
Yeah.
They probably would not feel excellent.
Yeah.
But, honestly, I feel like a... turkeys, like, little legs,
yeah,
would have, like, a stronger, like, they'd be able to dig into you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And a turkey's got a nice, big beak, which I definitely would not want to be bitten by. I don't know anything statistically about, like, the sharpness or pressure exerted by a turkey's beak.
Well, just thinking about chickens.
Chicken, he'll get you.
He can draw blood, I think.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that if a turkey were able to take a little bite of a squirrel, I don't know, I feel like he could chomp his little foot off or something. Like, I'm thinking that just the beak alone, that little pecker could be dangerous. I mean, I don't know. They can peck. I mean, chickens go, like, pecking pretty quick. They be pecking pretty...
They do what?
They be pecking, like, pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I don't know if a turkey can have that same speed, but I feel like he could peck into a squirrel and kind of...
No, I'm thinking...
Puncture.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, though, that agility-wise, squirrels are fast.
Squirrels are fast.
Squirrels are agile. They can climb trees. They can bounce.
Yeah.
In and around, off to another one, on buildings, whatever. Do you think a turkey could keep up?
Well, I think the thing is with the Boston common squirrels is that they naturally, they lose some of that agility.
They become a little bit human.
They get a little bit slower because I've seen them, like, they're walking, like, usually a squirrel will be, like, bouncing and, you know, hopping real quick, but some of these guys are just, like,
okay, true.
They're waddling. So I think they lose with their added strength and...
Well, I'm just saying in comparison to the turkeys.
I mean, still...
Who are also beefed up and a little bit crazed, perhaps... Maybe they're a little bit dulled down because the chemicals and stuff, unfortunately, what people are... Why do you do that? I'm just saying in terms of an animal, that's so sad.
I know, but...
Are you, like...
No, don't you think chemicals? That... Don't you think that they would, like, it would give them, like, some powers?
Maybe.
Like Super Turk?
Maybe. I'm saying yes, or it might be, like, brain damaging to the point where it's like, oh,
yeah,
they don't retaliate.
I guess it could go either way. Since they're, like, probably very domesticated, they don't necessarily have that wild instinct. But let's just say they do retain a bit of that wild instinct, combined with that extra Thanksgiving mass. And let's be frank here. That Thanksgiving mass is pure muscle. It's pure meat. Extra meat on their bones. But the squirrels, that extra mass, I'm thinking that's pretty much just, let's be honest,
fat.
So I'm thinking these turkeys get a little extra strength, and with their wings, I mean, I feel like if a turkey could pretty much easily slap a squirrel with his big old wing, or his tail or something, yeah? Or at least, like, give a breeze that would put him off balance, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but,
Sure, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yep.
I think, yeah, I don't know. But I'm just thinking also numbers, too. You can't really argue.
Yeah.
213 squirrels are a lot of squirrels.
That is a lot of squirrels.
And, you know, just thinking maybe if they are angry, they're agitated in any way, you think that you don't really want to mess with them. Because that's a lot. And I'm just, like, the vision that I'm having right now is just, like, a lot of them just going, like, and, like, flying.
Yeah.
And, like, clinging.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of squirrels, but 213 to 71 is about, I think it's exactly 3-to-1 ratio.
Okay.
I think that's exactly 3-to-1. Hey, Google, what is 71 times 3?
71 times 3 is 213.
So it is exactly 31. We didn't even realize that. I just did that math in my head. Once again, math class coming in clutch. Shame we couldn't use those dice, though.
Gambling.
Yeah. Really all went downhill after 7th grade. But yeah, so really, each turkey is fighting 3 squirrels, which seems a bit less daunting if you put it that way. Because I think maybe 3 squirrels to 1 turkey is a bit more of an even match.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to have even 1 squirrel on me, so 3 would definitely be a lot to deal with.
Mm.
But if it might be easier for a turkey who has the natural fighting spirit of a turkey. I kind of lost my fervor there, but just pointing it out.
I don't really know what other arguments can be made for. I think I just laid it all out on the table because I don't really know what other points would be made for either.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I can think of is that a turkey might frighten the squirrels.
If a human doesn't frighten the squirrels,
because they're used to seeing humans,
then there's
humans.
No way.
They're used to
seeing geese. They're used to seeing swan. They're used to seeing swan or swans. I feel like swan is.
I don't know. What is the plural of swan?
I think it's swan. Makes more sense. Anyway, dogs, whatever.
Yeah, I guess so. They might not be.
And cars.
Yeah. I don't know. They do it. They're very brave. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still think with those wings flapping and gobble, I feel like, I don't know, I'm thinking that the turkey could still give them a little spook, but maybe not as. Also, turkeys fly? I mean, I think they can kind of fly, but not like super. Like, you wouldn't see a turkey flock like going in the sky, but I think they can fly probably a short distance, right?
Yeah, well, also, I don't know with that added mass.
True.
Might not work in their advantage. I know it's muscle, but I don't think that that would.
Yeah, true. There might be a bit.
It's more in the body. It's not. They don't really care about the wings.
I mean, they could probably, like. They're flying.
They could probably just fly, like, you know, like just, like, here to the end of the room.
Yeah, just like a little.
Like a little hop.
Pick up some
dust.
Or, like,
go into the tree or something.
Yeah, they do that. They do go into the tree.
Yeah.
So. The battle could go.
About the other day.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, turkeys can fly, but I think that does give them a little advantage. I mean, but I guess the squirrels also can go into the tree pretty easily.
Yeah.
They're going to be quicker, so.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really seem like an even matchup. I mean, I know you picked the squirrels, but I'm not super, like, super strongly one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I feel like it's going to be a close one in the polls.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited to see.
The close ones are fun because we've had some good ones. That first one with the rats, I mean.
Well, especially when it's like one person who decides it all.
Yeah.
Really. Which is cool.
You could be that one person.
Yeah.
By the way. So, vote. I do tend to give some advance notice before I post the polls, so. Just, you know, throwing it out there. What do you think we should go to the poll?
So.
Do you think so? I mean, I'm going to have to go over there and claim my Apple iPhone 11. It's the 11 Pro.
Yeah.
It is green in color. It's really important that we remind the WWWWA, the audience.
I got it. Can you check if that camera's, like, how many minutes?
Check here. Let's go over to my Instagram. Let's check out. What we got here? Alright, heading over to Graham. Who would win? 71 Thanksgiving turkeys versus 213 Boston Common Squirrels. Let's look at the results. Ooh, okay.
We've got a 53%, 52% for the squirrels. The squirrels do end up taking the W. 47% for the turkeys. Let's check out the vote totals we got here. 16 for the squirrels, 14 for the turkeys. Not a lot of turnout. This one we've had a lot more. But once again, one person, if you'd voted differently, would have tied it up.
Change the game.
Change the game. See if we got any comments. Kyle, the one and only Kyle Germain official, says, interesting. Thank
I
you.
Agree.
Not wrong. Not wrong. Bella says, the squirrels in Boston have no fear and are also hella fast and can just crowd surf the turkeys.
Yeah.
Wow, that's never, I didn't, did not think of that. Did not think of that. I mean, they could just run on top of them and kind of just give them a little spooky scary. We do have one more comment. Michael says, turkey's about dumb as shit, and you hit turkeys with your truck slash car all the time, but squirrels be mad nimble. Not wrong. That's a good point, Mike. Thank you. They are pretty dumb. Which is probably why we end up eating them so much. So, wow, yeah. Another good episode in the books. This could be a nice lengthy one for you guys, maybe a bit longer than the average.
I think that's okay. We're on break, so we have a little bit of break, so you have time to listen.
Yeah.
To our beautiful voices and my stuffy nose.
Yeah, our beautiful voices. Yeah, special holiday edition. We'll be sure to come up with some more holiday themed
things. Yeah.
We got a Black Friday themed episode coming up.
Next week.
And then we'll have some Christmas holiday themed ones for December.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, who knows?
We might take a break.
We may not. We'll see how it goes. But, thank you guys for
tuning in
this week. This has been Jack.
This has been Megan.
And Cornucopia Studios. It's the way to go. It's the way to be.
Word. I sound like that.
I don't know. You didn't sound like that in real life.
Doesn't it sound like pitched down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Special holiday edition. Be sure to come up with some
more holiday themed.
Oh. W.